This is a Boardwalk Audio podcast.
Hey, Sailor.
Hey there.
It's me, Minzwee.
And it's me, Omar.
We now have an Amazon portal, which is a way for you guys to support the podcast by doing something that you already do. So all you got to do is just go to boardwalkaudio.com/heysailor. There'll be a portal on there that says support our podcast, and that'll take you right to amazon.com, the same site that you use already to shop and stuff.
Exactly. It's purchase things you'd normally purchase, but it helps out the channel.
Yeah, so the best thing you can do for us is just go to that link. If you bookmark it and use that as your default Amazon thing, we'll get a little bit of money from your purchase to help support the podcast.
And we can keep bringing you stuff like this.
Thanks.
All right, on to the
show.
Let's do it. Sailor,
traveling through the planets, talking about a cartoon.
This is the captain. Fire all space missiles.
Fire, fire one, fire, fire two, fire, fire three.
All right, now let's make some delicious cronuts.
Cronuts. Listen, we know that cronuts are a copyrighted name, but you know what? We're in space on our own space
bus. I don't think any space lawyers are going to find us. Yeah, seriously. We can do whatever we want.
Call whatever we want, whatever we want.
Yeah. We've been stuck here for a while.
We're going a little bit stir crazy.
Yeah, because there's nothing around us.
I don't know if you've ever been on a stuck on a bus before, but if you have, there's a lot worse than that.
There are much worse fates, but those fates are really bad.
Yeah, I'm saying,
like, if we're saying this is pretty bad, but there's something worse, it's like, well, obviously, but this is closer to like falling into a volcano. Than it is like
if you were falling
a free buffet.
If you were like falling into a volcano, but you didn't know where the lava was, but you knew it was coming. I guess it's not like that because we're not going into lava. We wouldn't know.
But pretend there's no lava. Pretend it's just a volcano that goes on for forever. No lava. Extinct volcano that's bottomless.
It's like a hollowed out, inactive volcano.
We have a DVD player, but we watch all the movies.
We have a Blu-ray player too.
It's,
I don't want to overuse it though.
I don't want to break it into
Me neither.
A Blu-ray player, I've noticed over time, sort of starts to wear out a little bit because the needle gets rough. And replacing that needle is really, really hard. So I kind of just,
I would venture to say it's the only part of our space bus that we don't 100% understand.
The Blu-ray player?
The needle on the Blu-ray player.
Yeah.
The rest of the bus is pretty self-explanatory.
Drive.
Brake goes brake.
Brake,
wheels
drive,
go,
drive.
Wheel go around and round. Wipers on the windshield go back and forth. That's all of it.
That's pretty much it. There's cruise control, but it does nothing. It's not really influencing the speed.
We thought it did. We flipped it on and off a couple times.
Sometimes we put it on and then we're like, oh, we can take a nap now and be safe. But turns out
we can take a full-on 8-hour sleep. And be safe. In a pit of nothingness.
Doesn't really do anything or matter.
I want to guess where we are right now, and I think we might be in between the groups of our soul, of our like galaxies.
The local group is and then the outside group.
I don't know what the outside groups are.
But
the groups in the universe are pushing away from each other. Because they're that far away, so there's just like a bunch of dead space basically.
Do you mean like planets or
no? I mean like clusters of like galaxies. I guess the guess is wrong because we're on a bus. There's no way we would be that far.
Well, I don't know. I didn't keep track of time.
I didn't either.
I started making tallies, but there was no constant metric I was using against those tallies.
You were trying to act as a human pendulum.
But it didn't.
It doesn't really work, I don't think.
No, my arm got really tired.
I mean, like, to be fair, I encouraged you and I was like, I think you can keep track of it. And you're like, you think so, really? And I'm like,
And I appreciate the positive sort of reinforcement there.
For all we know, you were right for part of it.
Yeah. Yeah, for all we know, I could be right the whole time.
Yeah. For all we know, clocks could all be wrong, and the person who invented them could have been wrong at the beginning, but we just all agree with it.
Yeah, that's one of those weird things where you have to wonder, is, like, if space stretches and if time stretches and condenses, but our sense is, like, tied to, like, the way it works, and we're like, oh, it's always constant, but it could be fluctuating.
Yeah.
You just wouldn't know.
Someone, my science teacher in, like, seventh grade or something asked me, or he asked us to define, like, what time was and stuff, and I was just like, I defined it abstractly, and he kind of, like, made fun of me, and I'm like, fuck off.
Yeah.
But, because I was just like, well, there's real time, which is, like, the time existing in the universe and stuff, and then there's, like, I called it fake time, but I meant, like, the time we measure.
Right.
Which is, like, clocks and stuff.
Perspective
which I'm like,
time, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just like, well, we made that up. Like, that wasn't always there.
Yeah, yeah.
We made up that it was, like, 12 hours in a day.
Yeah.
An hour, like, and I'm just like, that could be different all the time.
We're also wrong, too, because lots of times we have to add a day or some amount of time.
Yeah.
So
that's because I don't know how that works out. Because I know it takes 365 and a quarter days for the Earth to go around the sun. And that's why the extra days added.
That's why we get leap years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know why they couldn't just figure out the right amount of time in a day for it to be right.
Yeah. Why is
like if days were all slightly longer by like part of a minute or so,
yeah,
and we didn't divide it the same way, then it would be.
But it's a sun up sun down thing, right?
Yeah.
Like every 4 years is an extra sun up sun down.
Yes,
that's weird. I feel like that must have taken at least 4 years to discover, and on that fourth year, they must have been like,
"God, when did they start measuring that?"
Gosh darn it. I was reading about the history of time recently, but I don't know about
was
that
it,
answer.
Was it a brief history, or was it a regular history?
It was a pretty regular history.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a very regular history. I wish it was brief, but it was not.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's all right.
So Stephen Hawking knew how to play to your interests and for you.
Well, the brief one is more expensive because more effort went into condensing it.
Right.
This one was like...
Like a rambling history of time.
It was a rambling history of time where it's like, you're going to do most of the work. In fact, it wasn't written with like a computer. It was like scratch notes.
Where did you find this?
Me?
Yeah.
University library.
Oh.
On a table.
You're a big fan of the libraries.
I love libraries.
Mm-hmm.
They're free.
They are free.
All
you need is a license, or, I mean, how do you get them as a
mail?
Kid? You don't even need a license.
As a kid, you have to have a guardian go with you, I believe.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
To prove that you have a guardian. But...
Very weird.
No, once you're a teenager, though...
How did Matilda get a library card?
How did Matilda get a library card? Miss Honey got her one, didn't she?
Really?
I think Miss Honey signed her up for the library.
No, because when she got to Miss Honey's class, she was already very smart.
That's true. She
and
was.
And she was smart by going to
maybe
the library.
Maybe she had some form of identification, or she took mail.
Or did she just go read them at the library?
Maybe she just...
I remember scenes where
no,
she was in the library.
No, because they're tearing
reading.
It up, and she's like, this isn't even mine. It's the library's book. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
It's like Winnie the Pooh or something, and they're tearing up the pages. And she's like, that's not even mine.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, bad parents.
Really bad parents. But at the end, they were okay with letting her go.
Yeah.
They emancipated her.
Yeah.
That's pretty nice.
They're so bad that they were like a
parent. Yeah. So by being good parents, they were not her parents anymore.
Oh,
that's weird.
Sometimes you gotta know when to let them go.
Yeah, like balloons.
Yeah.
You should never let them go because they'll run into airplanes.
Oh, I never thought of that. You know, when you let go of a balloon and lose it, it just kind of floats off in the air. You never think about it catching into an airplane turbine and violently catching on fire and killing all the people on board.
Yeah, exactly. Happens 17 times a day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'll remember next time to walk up to any like little child who loses a balloon and shame them into knowing that they've just cost the lives of at least 25 people.
They're a statistic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The safest way to dispose of a balloon is to take it into a garage or a covered awning and then let it go.
Yeah. And then you take a shotgun and shoot it just in
case
the garage falls over.
Upwards.
Mm-hmm.
To the balloon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't miss also, because if you miss, sometimes you'll blast a hole in the roof.
And then
the balloon will escape.
Oh, that's the worst part.
Very dangerous thing to do.
And it's even stronger at that point.
Oh, my God. How many people... okay. I'm thinking of an up when Carl, like, loses more balloons as the house goes up. But he's already above airplanes.
Exactly.
So those are going to space.
So those are fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's already gotten above that sort of region.
Right.
So that's okay.
Airplanes. Think they should fly higher?
Airplanes, I think, should fly a little bit lower.
Okay. Because it's scary to be up that high, right?
It's really scary to be that high.
I know that we're floating up very high above the Earth, but, like, are we really up high anymore? Because we have no surface to...
No. I don't think we are.
Okay.
I think once you leave a planet for a certain amount of time, then the floor just becomes the floor.
Oh, you mean like the floor on the bus?
Yeah.
The floor on the bus goes, stays right there.
It's completely solid. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, completely solid.
Yeah. We have a lot of time to think about the bus.
Yeah, yeah. We've been stuck in the bus for a while now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. One positive is we were able to 3D print a very cool movie.
Yeah, yeah.
A little bit earlier than everyone else, I think.
Yeah,
it took so long. It took so long to print out here that I think it came out on Earth.
Yeah, so probably the same time, but we started first.
Yeah,
yeah.
We started writing that Blu-ray, and that this was a chance for us to use our Blu-ray player
to crack it in, to wear down that needle a little bit, warm it up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're of course talking about Captain America: Civil War.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, we watched it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After 3D printing it.
Yeah.
And I'm happy to chat about it, to be honest.
I'm happy to chat about it too as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially since the second we watched it, we went back to worrying about how we were trapped in the bus.
Yeah.
And we're just like, wow, clap, clap, clap.
Oh, Jesus, my God. We're here.
Oh, my God.
But then we realized if we just keep focusing on Captain America Civil War,
mm-hmm.
we don't have to worry about it.
No, we don't.
We have to think about things about, like, airflow.
No.
Where we're heading in the bus.
Nuh-uh.
Nope. Because we can just think about Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I liked it a lot.
I liked it a lot, too.
Great.
Great discussion.
Yeah.
I wish this bus were a little faster.
This bus could go faster, but that said, I don't see anything in front of us, so I don't know where we would go or what we would
do. I don't see anything behind us, either.
Nah. There's nothing behind us.
Mm.
We are just in the black.
Yeah. Sure. I think this is what Matt Damon felt like in The Martian.
No, because he had a planet.
Me, I agree.
I think it's probably what Matt Damon felt like.
What a bad depiction of Mars, by the way.
Yeah, we went there. It was nothing like that.
It's a downtown.
Yeah.
He should have just gone downtown.
I don't know, he didn't go downtown.
Mm-mm.
Maybe he's racist.
I think he might be.
Because downtown was pretty ethnic.
Yeah.
All different.
Also, the nerve of him calling himself a Martian.
Yeah.
After only being on Mars for a little bit.
You can't do that.
No.
If I go shopping at a Target, I go, wow, I live in Target.
Mm-hmm.
No.
That's ridiculous.
That would be an insane thing.
That would be ridiculous.
That would be a weird thing for me to do.
It'd also be rude of you to grow plants on Target, in Target.
Poop plants?
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't do that.
Yeah. What plants?
Poop plants.
Poop plants?
Yeah, Matt Damon has to mix his fecal matter with others, with soil.
Oh, okay.
To make fertilizer or whatever.
Okay.
In order for the potatoes to exist.
Is that a fair thing to call the plants? Because, like, if I don't call myself, like, a bed human.
But you don't
grow
in a bed.
But, like in a house, or like, in a, if I grew up in a cul-de-sac.
You know how they say you are what you eat?
Yeah.
That's what plants are eating.
Poop.
So that's what they are.
Okay, I guess so, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess I do call myself Pizza Minzwee sometimes.
Yeah, you do call yourself Pizza Minzwee all the time.
Mm-hmm. Specifically when I'm eating pizza.
Yeah. And 3D printer right now is making a pizza.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest. I know that we've been stuck for a long time, but I get excited every single time the 3D printer prints us a 3D pizza.
It's great. I mean, it does taste like we're getting the flavors a little mixed up.
Yeah.
Which is unfortunate.
Well, listen, I remember back when we only had a 2D printer and we kept printing 2D pizzas.
It
tasted like paper. Paper and ink.
Yeah. It was paper.
Yeah.
It was literally paper.
It was bad.
Yeah.
It was not good.
Yeah. But now this 3D printer
mm-hmm.
that's printing with food items.
Yeah.
Sure. Does it taste like a banana with an orange rind around it?
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
A lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's what it doesn't taste like is paper and ink.
Yeah, it doesn't taste like that.
Because
it's not a food item.
No, it's not.
I don't care what people say.
No.
No, not really.
I'm sorry. I don't care what people say either.
No.
You know what? I don't have to apologize. I take back that sorry.
Yeah.
I'm not sorry.
I'm not either.
I don't care what people think.
No.
No.
Someone asked me the other day, it was a long time ago because we've been on the bus for so long.
Yeah, I understand you lost your concept of time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, are you voting for Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders or Donald Trump?
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at them and I go, language,
mm-hmm.
I don't need to do this.
Yeah.
That's all I said. Then he just walked away.
Yeah. Got in a spaceship, went to the moon.
Exactly. Language, I don't have to do this.
You know what? I'm grateful for that person, though, because I would have been on the moon all by myself.
Yeah. If it wasn't for that one person.
Yeah. No, I'm not.
Yeah.
And that person was Ayn Rand.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
I'm not too familiar with anything else she's done other than asking you that question.
Oh, she also wrote several books.
Whoa, what?
The Fountainhead, Atlas Shrugged, the one about selfishness. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, good for her.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Yeah. I would have preferred for us to have taken a cruise liner into space, because then we could have played pool and stuff.
Yeah. They might have had Dance Maniacs.
Dance Maniacs would have been fun.
Mm-hmm.
Or Pa Rapa the Rapa?
How are you pronouncing that?
Pa Rapa the Rapa? How do you pronounce it?
Pa Rapa the Rapper.
Oh, okay.
Because he's a rapper.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Which one's the one with the onion?
What?
There's like one with like an onion that like makes you do things. It's an onion.
Are you talking about the news satire?
No. It's just like that, but it's like an onion is the teacher that teaches you how to rap.
Talking about the Shrek allegory that he uses in the...
No, that's... Okay. First of all, that's Donkey that says that.
He says an ogre is like an onion.
Yeah, that's Donkey. Donkey, oh, no, wait. Shrek says that Shrek he's says like an that. Onion?
Yeah, he's like, we're in layers.
Oh.
Yeah. Why would the donkey say then you're
donkey
like an
says,
onion?
Says, like, you're like parfait.
No, the donkey says, I'm making waffles.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
That's what you're thinking of.
That's what I'm thinking of. Eddie Murphy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah.
When's the next Shrek coming out?
Hopefully soon. What would be your pitch for a Shrek film?
Make this one good.
That's good.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mine would be a crossover with Tron. And I know that would be hard, but...
But maybe Voltron, because DreamWorks owns both of them.
Does DreamWorks own Voltron?
Yeah, they're coming out with a Netflix series.
I feel like Voltron and Shrek don't work.
But Tron?
Yeah.
But it almost sounds the same. I was only suggesting it because it sounds like Tron.
What would Shrek... Would Shrek be part of Voltron?
Yeah, he would be the stomach.
Oh. Yeah, I can see it.
Yeah.
It's like Voltron, and then, like, Shrek comes, and he's, like, a belly.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
That's what I've always thought was missing about Voltron, is, like, a nice, like, relatable
belly. I feel like the body politics of Voltron is stressful to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like five people make one body. Count me out.
No. I am one person. I can't even make one body.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And a body that looks so much like that, like the perfect human form.
Yeah.
Arms, legs.
Hands like lions. Feet like lions.
You expect
me to... stomach and chest like a lion?
I can't do that.
No, it's impossible to reach.
I've worked out
a lot. What are we telling our kids with this?
Yeah, that they'll never be perfect?
That's exactly what we're telling them.
I can't.
DreamWorks, more like Nightmare Works.
More like Nightmare Works. Mm-hmm. Like, the nightmare is working.
Yeah. Ooh. Let's note this, too.
Uh-huh.
We should go to DreamWorks and tell them that around Halloween, they should change their company title to Nightmare Works.
Oh, okay. Separate thing.
Yeah.
Separate side note. By the way, DreamWorks, you are Nightmare Works. But in October...
Yeah.
Here's a great idea.
Yeah.
You should actually just be Nightmare Works.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they Guardians...
Why haven't they done that?
I don't know. They did Rise of the Guardians, right? Rise of the Guardians, that was them? That's DreamWorks?
Yeah, I think so.
They had a character that was like Nightmare.
Santa Claus versus
Jude Law.
Jude Law?
Jude Law was played the bad guy in that.
Okay.
He's like Fear.
Okay. Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Got it.
What's your favorite Christmas treat?
My favorite Christmas treat. Well, I really enjoy peppermint bark milkshakes from Häagen-Dazs, but I don't drink milkshakes anymore.
Oh.
I stopped 2 years ago.
Why? Sugar or the milk? The sugar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The sugar. I went twice a week.
Wow.
When I was in my car, I thought that because I was in my car, my brain was like, you're in your car. You're driving to get a milkshake. And so sometimes I would go out to one place and then drive to the Grove and get a milkshake.
Wow. It's like a Pavlovian response
mm-hmm.
with the car.
Yeah. The girl at the Haagen-Dazs thing started giving me senior discounts for it.
Senior discounts?
Because
you went there so many times.
Yeah. And then one time, she made a heart out of two candy canes in it.
Aww.
Yeah. Never talked to her.
You guys never verbally interacted?
Mm-mm. Just my order.
Just the order.
Mm-hmm.
But you never, what was the tone? What was your inflection?
I don't know.
Maybe you were leading her on.
I think I might have been. Because I also came back like after having stopped for a few months, and she didn't give me the discount again.
Wow. You lost the senior discount by that time?
I did, yeah.
That's
so I was like, I guess it's not worth it to come here.
I am sorry.
Yeah, it's okay.
I am so sorry.
It's okay.
Do you think maybe she is happy?
I can only hope so.
But you don't think she is?
No.
That's fair. That's good. It's good to be realistic.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Well, I got a lot to think about.
Yeah.
If you don't mind, I'm going to just sit in my corner for a second.
Go ahead. Take the corner.
All right. I'm going to sit in the corner of the bus. Let's take a break from recording Hey Sailor, the Sailor Moon podcast, which is this right now.
Yeah.
Which is what you're listening to.
Yeah.
I gotta go think.
Hey, Mansley.
Hey, Omar.
Have you ever felt a little dull? Like you want to sharpen?
You calling me boring?
No.
Oh, I don't think I'm boring.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Don't call me boring.
No, that's not.
You think I'm boring?
Oh, geez. This is a mistake.
I guess, I mean, like, I can talk about, like, topics sometimes that, like, maybe you wouldn't be interested in, but, like, I don't think I would call myself dull.
Okay. Have you ever wanted to watch a movie in the best possible way to really spice up your life?
What are you saying about my life? What, my life needs to be spiced up?
No.
My life doesn't need to be spiced up, Omar.
I'm not,
fine.
I'm not thinking about your life. I'm just saying, do you feel like sometimes you are being held back?
No.
From a full, like, rich experience.
What is wrong with my current experience? My experience is fine. I'm having a great life. Why are you sitting here judging my life?
I'm not judging your life. I am just saying you can pick up Blu-ray needles.
Wait, what?
Just Blu-ray needles. That's all I wanted to get to.
Why didn't you say that?
I wanted to build up to it.
You built up to it in a very mean way, and it hurt my feelings.
Oh my god. I'm sorry.
I'm feeling a little dull right now. Not as sharp as I want to feel.
Well, then you should pick up a Blu-ray needle.
How's a Blu-ray needle gonna fix this?
Because a Blu-ray needle fixes everything.
Wait, what?
Yep.
Literally everything?
Literally everything.
Well, it looks like we're gonna need a Blu-ray needle to repair this friendship right now.
Luckily, we can get one.
Okay.
Yeah.
How do we get a Blu-ray needle, Omar?
You go to Amazon.
To Amazon?
Yeah, .com.
Okay.
And then you type in Blu-ray needle.
That's it.
That's it.
It's as easy as that.
It's as easy as pie.
Omar, how easy is pie? It's
not the easiest.
Okay.
But once you get the process going, it's not too bad.
Okay. That's fair.
Yeah.
I don't think people ever think about that. I think they think that it's a very simple thing.
Yeah.
And it's not.
No.
You know what? I'm glad that you see it that way.
Thanks, man.
I think this friendship is already starting to be repaired.
All right.
Once that Blu-ray needle gets here,
It'll be
180,000%. Wait, 1,080% fixed.
Great.
Blu-ray needles. Buy them on Amazon.com, right? That's what you wanted to tell
that's
me?
What I, yeah, that's
great.
What I
wanted to tell you. Good think.
Yeah, you got a good think in
there? Yeah, I got a good think.
What thoughts came to your mind?
To be honest, I couldn't get Captain America Civil War out of my mind.
God, that movie is so good.
Yeah. I've already seen it twice. When you were sleeping, I watched it again.
When you fell asleep, I also watched it again.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
We've seen it just as many times as each other.
Wait, did you watch it while you thought I was asleep?
Yeah.
I think we both watched it at the same time.
Oh.
I was pretending to be asleep, but I was really watching it.
Yeah, I was lying down with my eyes closed.
Oh, son of a gun.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
But it's great.
That means we watched it together twice.
We did watch it together twice. But yeah. We didn't think. I mean, if you're pretending not to watch it with someone, is that really watching it with them? We watched it simultaneously. I think we watched the part.
Hmm. Say that again.
We watched it at the same time.
Yes.
But it wasn't together. I think when you watch a movie with someone, it's like you're both aware that you're watching the movie.
Oh, okay. But like sometimes when you go to a movie theater and there's like a celebrity there, people like to be like, I watched this movie with this person.
I think it's a lie.
Okay.
No. If you know the celebrity is there and you're like laughing and interacting, then I guess technically, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
According to my definition, you did watch it with them.
Okay.
Because you might have heard them laugh, even if you didn't know who they were.
That could get tricky, though, because, like, say you went to a movie theater by yourself, and, like, your ex-girlfriend is also in the theater,
mm-hmm.
and then would you have to tell your current girlfriend, like, oh, I saw this movie with my ex?
No.
Because you did, though.
And you hide that.
If we're going by the same, huh?
Just don't bring it up.
Okay, cool.
Just be dishonest.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That means that when I go to the movie theater, I should stop standing up at the end of the movie, scanning through the theater to see if I recognize anyone.
You can. Just don't tell anyone about it.
Okay.
If there's any issues.
I feel like this is going to be like a Telltale Heart situation where I'm going to feel too guilty, though.
At the Edgar Allan Poe story?
Yes, the Edgar Allan Poe story, the Telltale Heart.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That was a fiction. So don't worry about it.
Oh!
That wasn't real. That didn't really happen.
Oh, I never even considered that.
No. It's not like a John Cusack movie.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who's John Cusack? Is he related to John Cusack?
He played Edgar, yes.
Okay. They're not the same person?
I've never seen them in the same room at the same time.
That is... So, they could be.
They could be. They're always in different shots. And Say Anything, they're both in that film.
Have you seen either of them in a room?
No, I've seen neither of them in a room at all.
Okay.
Which makes it even more suspicious.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
Because which one could it be?
I think Sean Ashmore and Aaron Ashmore are the same person.
I don't know who Aaron Ashmore is.
Sean Ashmore's twin? I did quotes.
Uh-huh.
His twin?
Whom? What?
Sean Ashmore's the person who played,
I know Sean Ashmore. Oh!
Jimmy Olsen from Smallville.
Yeah. Or Jake from Animorphs.
Yeah, but remember in Animorphs when Jake had an evil twin? He was in in the android is the... No, not the android.
Android?
No. I mean, there was an android. His name is David, but I'm... Thinking of, Jake has a... There's an evil version of Jake.
Okay.
Because someone morphs into... Why is there an evil version of Jake?
They anamorphed him.
Did they?
They turned into him, because we're animals, too.
But I don't think that's what happened.
No?
Why were there two of him? I know there was a storyline early on where Jake falls into a yerk pool.
Yeah.
And he gets controlled.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he's having a hard time because he's like...
If they cover their bodies in salt, wouldn't they be able to ward off the yerks if they're just slugs?
It has to be oatmeal.
Oh, it has to be oatmeal?
For some reason.
Oh, okay.
It's the most Canadian story I've ever heard.
Oh. I forgot that Canadians are afraid of oatmeal.
They hate it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they never eat it.
They never do. I've never seen a Canadian eating oatmeal.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm.
Or an oat.
Who else is Sean Ashmore? Iceman.
Yeah, he's Bobby.
That's probably the one you lead with.
Yeah, Iceman.
Yeah.
I mean, is it?
Yeah, more than Jake from the Nickelodeon Animorphs live action series.
But does
remember
he...
the theme song of that? Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide, no matter time, no matter time.
Yeah, now I do.
It's all in your hand.
Which makes sense, because you touch people.
Yeah.
And then you turn into them.
Mm-hmm.
Like animals.
Why isn't that a movie yet?
Animorphs?
That feels like the best thing to reboot, and like... That feels like the thing that you should reboot, because it never successfully had like a good like...
It never really did it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You totally could.
Yeah.
But maybe they were going to do it after the Goosebumps movie, and the Goosebumps movie didn't do too well.
Oh, it didn't?
I don't remember how it did, actually.
I think Animorphs is like... holds up better than
Goosebumps. How would you show the animals? Would they be CGI?
Sure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess if you're using, like, technology like Jungle Book,
yeah,
you're probably fine.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
The things they can do with movies these days are just amazing.
Lots of times, it looks like a movie is real, but it's not.
Yeah.
You know? Like, you're looking at it, and you're like, is that a window? And suddenly it turns off, not a window.
Yeah.
Very upsetting.
Yeah.
Very upsetting realization.
I get angry and yell at the screen when that happens.
Yeah?
I'm like, I thought that was a window! And it wasn't.
Mm-hmm. No.
It's my least favorite part of movies.
God. You get to the theater and you're like, did you punch a hole through the wall?
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, no. The Fandango trivia is not outside.
Yeah.
It looks so real.
Yeah.
And they go, that's a wall?
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at an intact wall?
Yeah.
They go, yeah. And they go, a non-permeable wall? Because mm-hmm. the material of the wall has to be porous, right?
Right.
So air is probably coming through.
I'm sick of the Flash running through stuff.
He...
Just because you're fast doesn't mean you know how to run into, like, through molecules.
But can he, in the TV show, Flash, does he phase through stuff yet? Or
I haven't seen it.
Oh, okay. Well, mm-hmm. that, okay.
It's too many episodes.
It's a lot of episodes.
Should do fewer ones.
Like, just 7 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
7 is the perfect
number
for episodes.
Yeah.
Because it's, you have your 5 act.
Yeah.
And you have 2 more episodes to do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, imagine if Hamlet had another half hour to do whatever they wanted. Just
yeah.
2 little 15-minute sketches.
Because you kind of just want to, like, live in that world.
Exactly.
You
You've already met all
Hamlet
these people.
And his friends do.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, you want to see, like, what are the ghosts up to in Hamlet?
Because they all become ghosts.
Yeah.
And then can you imagine, like, that dinner table? It'd be so awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, ooh, a lot of pulling ties and
a lot
colors.
Of pulling ties.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, hey, I remember when you killed me by putting poison in my ear? Like, ooh, yikes.
Ooh, this is embarrassing. I do remember that.
I do remember
I'm
it.
So sorry.
I remember everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember when you kept washing your hands at the sink? Lady Macbeth?
Yeah.
I guess that's not Hamlet, huh?
Well, that's fine, because once you cross over to the ghost world, all the Shakespeare stories can connect.
That's true.
Yeah.
You want to go into business and create the Shakespearean cinematic universe?
Yes.
Right?
It would be so easy.
Yeah. We'll just get Zack Snyder to direct all our movies.
That would be great.
Mm-hmm.
I love how he thinks through stories.
Yeah. I love how he loves superheroes so
he
much
loves them.
That he does so many superhero movies.
He does a lot of superhero movies,
mm-hmm.
but he's not a comic book guy.
No.
That's what I respect, is that he is a serious filmmaker
mm-hmm.
who every so often makes a niche genre film.
Yeah.
But then he returns back to his craft of dramatic storytelling.
Right.
Which is where he hones it to bring it back to making something that's comic booky and niche.
Yeah. If we take a second to stop making fun of Zack Snyder,
yeah.
do you think that... No, never mind. I think that his problem is that he doesn't see that he fails at stuff.
No.
Because if someone... he gets to fail on such a big scale.
Yeah.
In front of so many people so many times.
Yeah.
Then think that he's fine. And then just continue making the same type of stuff.
It's very confusing. John Cho does better work and doesn't get as much work.
Mm-hmm.
Confused about that.
Wait, who's John Cho?
The actor.
Yeah, okay, that's what I thought. I was like, I thought you were talking about like another director who was also named John Cho.
Oh, well, John Cho also directs. He directs many episodes of How I Met Your Mother, a bunch of other stuff.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I guess directing on TV isn't really like, you don't really get that much control. You're just
no.
there for the week to do your episode. And then...
But I mean, how much control does Zack Snyder have compared to Frank Miller?
I don't know, you have to answer for me.
Oh, probably about the same.
Okay, yeah, I don't know the answer to everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever validates my argument.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
See, I think I got John Cho confused with John Woo and his doves for a second.
Oh, you know what? Let's go back. Why does John Woo get more work?
Because it's expensive to keep raising doves and letting them go.
I feel
he
like...
He releases them every time when they escape and they have to buy new ones.
Here's my problem with Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
There are doves out there.
Yeah.
That are willing to work.
Yeah.
And yet we only hire the white ones.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
It's messed up.
Yeah. And then it's like there's a shortage
of doves.
It's
just like, yeah, if you think of a dove, you're like, what color are doves? And people are like, white. And you're like, well,
it can be
no.
anything.
You think all of them are white.
Yeah, because that's all you see in the movies.
Yeah.
But that's not truth.
Mm-mm. What about the Spanish-speaking doves?
Yeah.
What about the, what about the Asian doves who are... Who just have to take all the stereotypes.
Yeah.
They're like expected to roll with it.
Yeah.
I feel like the Asian community is more marginalized than the other ones because they are expected to roll with it more than everyone else.
Yeah, I agree.
That's the stereotype that they're faced with. Not like the actual stereotypical stuff, but like the fact that you have to take it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like every
also
other...
Weird.
Yeah, also women dubs.
There's that parallel. Also.
Yeah, I feel like women in Asian dubs are oftentimes, and like if you put them on like Justice the scale, mm-hmm. it'd be the same.
Yeah.
You know?
It's weird that I think of dubs as male most of the time.
I usually think of dubs
but
as male.
But they're a very feminine thing.
Yeah, but I think, why is that?
I don't know.
Like a lady dub to me is weird.
Mm-hmm.
That's a weird thought.
I guess so. But even like the two turtle doves, you think of one as a man and one as a woman. They look the same.
Yeah. Two turtle doves.
Maybe and a partridge and a pear tree.
But the partridge is a woman.
Yeah.
In my head.
That's a girl's name, I think.
Partridge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Partridge Eleanor.
Yeah.
Weird that she has a first last name.
Yeah.
First name for a last name.
Right.
The doves, definitely both guys.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's up with the five rings, right?
Five golden rings.
Oh, yeah. For only one hand, though.
Mm-hmm.
What if you wanted them on both?
I think of... Oh, sorry. I had an unrelated thought. I sometimes think of the five golden rings as five power rings from Sonic. Like, as big rings.
I can see that.
We think of those rings as small, but when you're looking in the game, you're like, that ring is as big as Sonic's head.
You can jump through them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and you're talking about the big, big ones.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, the regular size ones are actually as big as Sonic's head.
Why haven't we developed Star Fox for virtual reality, VR?
I don't know. I don't think we own the rights.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is that what we have to do first?
Yeah, we gotta get the rights.
We'll get the rights for Star Fox. That should be easy enough.
Whoa. We got a mission, finally.
To go get to make Star Fox into a VR?
To go get the rights to Star Fox.
Oh, yeah, let's go get the rights to Star Fox.
Yeah. I feel like it's been such a long time since we've had, like, anything to
do.
Like, yeah, do or, like, strive
Fox?
For.
Yeah. We've just been kind of nihilistically...
Drifting.
Yeah.
I gotta say, it does... I thought that's what we would have wanted, to just drift and stuff, but now that we're doing it, it feels like we need something.
Yeah.
You know, because, like, sometimes you're working so hard and you're just like, I just want to sleep.
Yeah, but then you start to sleep and you realize it's boring.
Yeah, and you're like, I just want to...
I need something.
Work, yeah.
Yeah. What I could do, if we wanted, is I could use the Blu-ray needle to shoot light out, and if it pings back, it would create sort of a dissonant sound.
Okay.
So we would know if there is actually a body out there that we could, like a planet or something, if we're heading towards it. Do you want to set that up?
Battery. Yeah. Well, okay. Are we willing to watch Captain America Civil War in regular DVD format?
No. 720?
That's not true HD, you know?
It's not.
It's not true HD.
No. I could... pump up the DVD player to 1080i, but that's interlaced. That looks horrible.
I don't want to do that.
I want progressive scan.
Yeah, me too.
PS.
Yeah.
Scheiße. But.
Scheiße.
If we go somewhere, there's a chance that they might have a 4K player.
Scheiße Minnelli's a good nickname. What?
That's a great nickname.
I think so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're, of course, harking off of Eliza Minnelli, right?
Yeah.
Great.
Eliza Minnelli.
Yeah. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
So, here's what I'm thinking. Let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's sacrifice our Civil War time.
Okay.
And shoot this laser out of the bus. Try to find a body to land on.
Okay. All right. Okay. Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes. It does make sense. I'm only hesitant not because it doesn't make sense, but because we're going to see this movie again. If we find a body, we can go see the movie again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In a theater.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Because it's everywhere now.
It has to be.
Yeah, it's universally released.
Yeah, first it was released in England or mm-hmm. something, and then the rest of Earth, and then finally in the U.S.
Even though it's Captain America?
Yeah.
Which makes no sense.
I don't understand, though.
No.
Mm. All right, let's take apart our Blu-ray player, I guess.
All right, I'll start doing it right now.
All right, and I'll start watching?
What?
I was going to watch you.
Oh, yeah.
Make you more comfortable?
Hop on down.
All right.
Just taking out these screws here.
Ooh.
No, I don't like that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to scare you.
You did.
What does he say? I didn't mean to scare you prematurely.
No.
Oh, you know why I'm having so much trouble remembering this quote from the Disney's Haunted Mansion? From Disney's The Haunted Mansion?
Why is that?
I'm messing up my words all over the place. Because I'm not thinking of Disney right now.
Oh.
Yes, they do great animations.
Amazing.
Yes, they are partnered with Pixar, who does even greater animations sometimes, some years.
Yeah.
And yes, they're the kings of it, but who else does animation? Who else? Who else does it?
Rankin Bass?
Who?
Rankin Bass?
Don't know what that is.
Oh, okay.
Who else?
Not
Blue Sky.
Nickelodeon?
Nickelodeon does. They do a very good job.
Yeah.
But who else does that cool CGI animation that we've come to know?
Titmouse?
Not Titmouse. I don't think they do CGI.
Okay, 2D.
Mm-hmm. I meant 3D CGI, like the Ninja Turtles, but not not Nickelodeon.
That's Nickelodeon.
Okay, but not Nickelodeon, though. Who else does it? Makers of such movies as Monsters vs. Aliens. Robots? Did they do that?
I think it was Disney, but maybe it wasn't.
No, Robots wasn't Disney.
Okay.
Shrek 2.
Mm-hmm. Jimmy Neutron?
No, that's Nickelodeon stuff.
Oh,
you're still naming Nickelodeon,
sorry,
not Nickelodeon stuff. I think I named pretty recognizable ones. You should be able to get this one.
I'm gonna have to go with DreamWorks.
DreamWorks! Exactly. But Omar, what month is it?
It's October.
Yeah, it's October.
Yeah.
You weren't sure?
I need to check my calendar.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll give you a second to do that.
Yeah, it's October.
October.
Yeah.
The month of All Hallows Eve.
Let me check real quick.
Okay.
Yeah, it's at the end.
It's at the very end.
Yeah.
But what is I think I see why you were confused a little bit.
Okay.
DreamWorks is still called DreamWorks for all of October.
Yeah. This doesn't make sense.
Well, shut the fuck up. This year, DreamWorks in October will be called Nightmare Works.
What?
Nightmare Works coming to you October of this current year.
I'm there.
Great.
All right, the DVD Blu-ray player is disassembled.
Mm-hmm.
And we are now shining this light needle out of the bus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Can't see where it goes, so...
No, we cannot. Mm-hmm. But while we were doing that, we got bored, and luckily there's a Blu-ray player and a DVD player.
Yeah.
The Blu-ray player, of course, is currently engaged.
And looking for civilization.
Yeah,
rocks.
Yeah, something to bounce back off of. Whereas the DVD player, on the other hand...
Fully functional.
And we were able to do something with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We watched an episode of Sailor Moon.
Yeah.
Typical us.
Yeah.
The thing we like to do here.
We found the other disc. Remember how I said that there was the first disc of the season?
Yeah.
Well, there was actually behind it the entire season.
Oh.
Yeah.
I hate how they stack those discs now.
It's so sneak. I don't look under things.
Yeah.
That's my problem.
And sometimes they stagger them, but sometimes they're just right on top of each other. I'm like, come on.
Yeah.
Come on. Really?
They're touching.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Doesn't that ruin them?
It does.
We have no real understanding of how the backs of CDs work and stuff, because sometimes we're like, oh, put it upside down so the surface isn't, like, the surface of something isn't touching the back of
the disc.
The
bit that's going to be red whatever, yeah.
But then sometimes you just put it down, and it's fine anyway.
Yeah.
You're like, I don't know how this is working.
I don't understand it. I think CDs are complicated. I prefer older formats.
Yeah, because, like, I understood what was happening on a record.
Yeah.
You're like, the needle scratching the groove and making a sound.
Got it. I got it.
Mm-hmm.
Where's with the CD?
A laser shooting into a thing, and if you pause it for too long, it can burn a hole in the
because it just keeps going in circles and circles.
Yeah.
No way.
Mm-hmm.
I have friends who have lost video games to that, and all I can say is that's so dumb. That's what a dumb way to lose a video game.
Yeah. Best way to lose a video game is to, like, misplace it.
Yeah. Or for it to fly. Literally come to life and walk away.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Xbox. Remember the Xbox and Transformers? The first movie?
Yeah.
Why didn't that ever come back? That was a great little monster.
I think the blender and stuff became...
more interesting?
Yeah.
I miss those characters.
Would you be pissed off if you were like, I'm not a bot, cool, I can transform into, and then you're like a blender?
Yeah. But I could make my own juice.
Yeah.
And snacks.
Yeah.
Like a pretzel smoothie.
But then would you drink it if it were being made inside of your body? Like, that's gross, right? Like, if you were to take food, shove it in your body to make it, and then... transform back and ingest that.
As a human?
Yeah.
Yes. But ask me if I was a blender.
Okay. Would you be grossed out if you had to take food and like transform into yourself and then put that food inside of your own body to make it and then pour it out and then turn back into whatever you are and then drink that?
As a blender?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, cool.
I'd be totally fine with it.
Okay, cool. Great.
Yeah. Yeah. And speaking of everything just being fine, what do you think of this episode?
It's just fine. I don't know. That wasn't my real opinion. I just felt like
it
felt like a leading question.
Yeah, yeah.
You said speaking of everything being just it sounded like that was what I was supposed to say.
Oh no.
But you know what?
I'm not trying to
you know what? I don't care what people think. So
that's right. Yeah. We don't care what anyone thinks.
No, I liked it. I like the season more than the other ones in general.
Mm-hmm.
What I like about it is that there's a little more life stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And it seems like it's tying into but it seems like it's layered in with the fighting a little better.
Yeah.
So it's not just like, oh, there's an urgent mission already the whole time.
In this episode, we got a good, nice amount of time with real life stuff.
Yeah, they're hanging out at a birthday party.
Yep.
There's a lot of development for Haruka.
Yeah.
And Usagi's relationship, it's a little odd.
Yeah.
It's odd to me because I didn't remember that really happening before the 90s anime?
Yeah, the original series.
And I think Kelsey, off mic, mentioned to us that they had been trying to push that relationship in the manga.
Yeah.
And she was like glad that it got taken out of the 90s anime.
Why was it? Why was she glad?
Because it was weird.
It's good. Okay, because it's come out of complete nowhere.
It comes out of nowhere after an arc where they're like, oh, you and Endymion are, or what is this?
Destined together.
Yeah, you're destined to be together for all time.
Yeah.
Like constantly reincarnated as a couple.
Yeah.
Like Hawk Girl and Hawk Man.
Exactly.
Yeah. So it's, I don't know, it's kind of weird.
I agree.
Because not only is Usagi flirting with Haruka, Michiru is flirting with Mamoru.
Yeah.
But not really.
Yeah, what's up with that? But not at all.
Well, no, she gave him the tickets for the...
Yeah, but that's not really flirting.
I guess so.
That's just like, come to my show.
That's true. She gave him two tickets and said, come to my show, bring someone.
Yeah.
I mean, Usagi was jealous of it, though.
That's, like, a really
Usagi
weird
is constantly
way to...
jealous. She's constantly jealous of
well, I mean, she
him while she is, like, flirting with Haruka.
Yeah. And then there's been, like, weird things where... But
we're also not sure if she's a man or a woman.
Not yet. Not yet. One day we'll find out.
Yeah, we will find out. It's just kind of confusing. Because at least before you're just, like, new?
I would say very confusing.
It's very confusing.
Because you don't know yet. I mean, yeah. It doesn't really matter, but it's also a little confusing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What matters to me about it is that it was like a joke that they all thought that she was a guy for a long time in the early one. And then like, they were like, oh, she's been a girl this whole time. We still kind of have a crush on her.
Yeah.
But right now I'm like, oh, is she just like a boy right now?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
But something big happens at the end of the episode.
Something big happens at the end of the episode,
yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
They kiss.
Yeah,
they
with their mouths.
Kiss, yeah.
With their mouths?
That was surprising to me because I'm just like, nothing ever went on between those two, like actually,
no.
in the 90s anime.
And this one kicks it off right there. They are locking lips and trading secrets with their mouths.
Yeah.
Which is nuts.
Usagi's very surprised by it.
Yeah.
I guess they're more or something that's overlooked too is that they're more savvy this time with realizing who they are in their like not convincing identities.
Yeah.
Because she's like, oh yeah, I can tell this is Usagi.
Yeah.
And she's like, I can tell this is Haruka.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that all happened. Oh, there's a very big thing that happens too, which is Yujiul is killed.
We should probably talk about that.
Huh?
Yeah.
Right, she's killed.
Yeah.
She's one of the Witches Five.
Mm-hmm.
in the 90s anime, she's the witch's five that replaces Kaori Knight after Kaori Knight is defeated.
Yeah.
And she like wants to prove herself and stuff. And mm-hmm. she loses later. She's dead right now.
Yeah, she's gone.
They're killing people willy nilly in this.
Yeah, there's a lot of. I think the second that a cat became a demon,
mm-hmm.
all bets are off.
Reversion.
Yeah. Reverted back to what cats used to be back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Which everyone is still fine with.
Which also was wrong. Like, that wasn't right.
That's not what it looked like back in the day.
That also wasn't what happened, though. It was like a demon took over.
Yeah.
Her dad just, like, explained as if he knew stuff.
Yeah. You know how people sort of become gorillas? First of all, no. But second of all, that's not what this is. Mm-hmm. That's clearly, like, that's like looking at, like, Gastly and being
there's
that's an ape.
There's two, like, levels of him being wrong. So there's that.
Yeah. He wasn't even actually drinking any coffee. He was just had an empty mug.
Yeah.
He's got some issues.
Yeah. That's, like, the big thing that happens in this episode, though.
Yeah.
The fun thing that happens is that they celebrate Rei's birthday and stuff, because she goes to the mountains by herself.
Yep.
As she does,
because mm-hmm.
she's sensing stuff that's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And they're sensing, like, a prophecy-type thing that's happening because of the talisman,
mm-hmm.
which they have in their possessions now.
Yeah.
Maybe they don't know that that's what they are,
mm-hmm.
But they have them for sure.
Yeah.
Because Neptune has the mirror and Uranus has the sword.
Yeah.
I think... I don't know if I've seen the sword or not. Is it a sword? She has hers.
Yeah.
And then Pluto is like around.
Pluto's around, which is interesting.
Yeah. They kind of glossed over that too.
Yeah, they're like...
I'm fine leaving the Gate of Time or whatever.
Yeah, they're so okay with that.
So whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah. They get to go to the mountains and stuff and they celebrate her birthday. It's super fun. I made a little... Instagram thing for or a tweet. I tweeted a thing a few weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
As if I knew what was happening in this episode from the future. but it was that fun little moment where they all got her birthday presents.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And, like I got you your favorite cookies. I baked you this stuff. Just like I got you this thing, and then Mercury's just like I got you my highly recommended workbook.
Yeah.
Which I thought was very funny.
Yeah. Typical Mercury.
Mm-hmm. She's so bad with people.
God, but so good with everything intelligent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
But yeah, they just like hang out. It's nice to see them hanging out and just having fun and stuff. And you're just like, oh yeah, that's right. They're also like girls who are just like friends.
Mm-hmm.
Who just like being together.
I really enjoy that.
I enjoy it too.
Yeah.
But then they like, Haruka's also up there at school. That new academy is... everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, as if it popped up clearly, like, this year. Like,
and everyone is, like, constantly like, talking about it. Mm-hmm. It's, yeah. But it's new.
And also, the way Yujiro infiltrates is, like, she's like, I'm a teacher at this academy. I'm like, what?
You can't just do that.
But everyone's cool with it.
You can't just walk on the campus like that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe you can. Maybe you just gotta have some confidence.
Yeah, I think you also need, like, an ID.
That's true.
Like... People would recognize you.
But to be fair, though, I think the ID is, like, the easiest part to fake out of...
Sure, but at least do that.
Yeah.
At least do that.
But she does a good job of infiltrating. Even, like, Haruka thinks Ujiro is a teacher there.
That's true, I suppose, yeah.
And she's teaching fighting or something in the mountains?
Yeah.
What kind of school is this?
That's a long trip. That's a commuter school.
Yeah.
That's a commuter school.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone lives on campus there.
No. Very strange.
Yeah. Very odd. But what can you do?
Nothing. I don't know.
Nothing. That's the problem.
Yeah. That's the main stuff that happened in this episode, though.
Yeah. That's about it.
I think I audibly gasped, though, at the end.
Yeah, I definitely...
I was like, whoa, what?
I mean, you heard me. We watched it together here.
Yeah.
I wouldn't call it a shriek, but I definitely reacted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I would call it a shriek.
It was... I'll repeat the sound and we'll let the listeners vote on whether it's a gasp or a shriek or a reaction. But
Okay, yeah, you're right. I wouldn't categorize that as a shriek.
Right?
It seemed a lot shriller when I first heard you.
Because I think that I was facing a wall, so the sound probably bounced off.
Oh, right, the stupid shrieking wall on the bus.
Yeah, there's one wall that really bounces sound back at you.
As if you're shrieking.
As if you're shrieking.
It's terrible.
horrifying.
Whoever owned this bus before sucked.
Yeah, I agree completely. Do we know who owned this bus before? No, right?
No. No, no. We don't.
So we just, yeah. Mm-hmm.
We do know they're not getting it back.
They're definitely not getting it back.
There's no way for us to find
it. We can't return it. We can't U-turn in space.
No,
in space, no one can hear your U-turn. U-turn. Yeah. Yeah. Because you can't.
Yeah, because it's impossible to.
And it also wouldn't make any sounds.
No.
So it works on sort of two ways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely does.
So we're just... Wait, hold on a second.
What?
I'm getting something on the Blu-ray player. The light is hitting something.
You're kidding me.
And it's getting closer.
Wait, what?
Yeah. We're definitely heading towards something.
Oh, I'm so mad.
Why? What? Why?
Because if we're headed towards something, and we didn't have to even change directions, we didn't need to dismantle the Blu-ray player. We just had to be patient.
Oh, that's such a good point. Why didn't it even take it apart to begin with?
It's like that whole thing. It's like, you think if we hadn't taken it apart, we wouldn't have been headed... Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like you wait to check right as you're like, ah, I didn't need to check. I checked right when I, like, was about to discover the thing.
And we're still a little far from it, so no.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. We've got, like, another, like, 7 minutes till we get there.
Okay.
Whatever it is.
Okay.
Which we don't know what it could be.
Hopefully it's a Blu-ray repair shop.
That would be great. Mm-hmm. That would be great.
Yeah. I would love that. I would love that.
That would be amazing.
Cool. Well, I guess you want to just wait around for 7 minutes?
Yeah. Yeah. I guess we can just do that and see kind of what's coming up ahead.
Yeah. If you don't mind, I'm going to take a second and just... I'm going to use the shrieking wall before we can't anymore.
You're going to use the shrieking wall?
I'm going to use the shrieking wall.
I'm going to go in the thinking corner.
All right.
Let's say you wanted to yell.
Let's say you didn't want to do all the yelling work yourself.
Let's say you wanted to open your mouth and have an object in front of you repeat the sound back and possibly amplify it.
Let's say every voice recorder in your house, as well as your copy of Adobe Audition, does not work.
Let's say there are people around you who would like to hear you yell, but you are too nebbish to fully yell in front of them.
Let's say that there is something for you.
Let's say it at the count of three. One, two, three.
Wait. Oh. Let's shriek it.
3, 2, 1.
The shrieking wall.
That's right. No longer do you have to shriek on your own. Now you can shriek to a shrieking wall.
Isn't that what you've always wanted?
It's not?
No.
Well, this advertisement is not meant for you then.
I'll say...
Cool, bro.
I have one thing to say right now.
Yes?
I really like Black Panther. A lot.
Yeah, he's good.
I think, what an awesome superhero.
Yeah.
I'm really excited about Black Panther.
I'm very excited about Black Panther.
Just amazing.
I think it'll be good.
Yeah.
Michael B. Jordan will be in it.
Yeah, yeah.
Not as a Human Torch, unfortunately.
No, no. Well, maybe...
No.
Okay. It's better.
I don't think so.
Yeah, that's better anyway.
Did you see this ping from Earth?
No.
Check it out. It says that Simon Kinberg wants to still do Fantastic Four 2.
Why?
He's very optimistic.
But why?
He admitted he's like, yeah, this movie was bad. People didn't like it. We'll do better the second one.
No, that's not how it works.
What?
You didn't do a good first one.
They didn't do a good first one.
Oh.
However, the second ping brings up a good point.
What's the second ping?
X-Men The Last Stand was terrible. Wolverine Origins was terrible. Came back with First Class.
Which is alright.
But then Days of Future Past was good.
Yeah.
So was the Wolverine.
Yeah. I guess so.
They relaunched mid-franchise.
But there was also two good movies before that.
That's true.
Whereas Fantastic Four has never had a good movie.
But they lost Bryan Singer.
Yeah. So
they lost Bryan Singer right before the last.
So, game. But they're maintaining the creative team for Fantastic Four 2. They should just get rid of the creative team for Fantastic Four 2.
They should just give it to Marvel.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what the fans want.
That makes the most sense. Just makes it easier and better.
We want Doctor Strange to be like, hey, we hop dimensions. And then for the next movie to be like, hey, our dimensions are fusing. Here's the good stuff from the good ones.
So easy. Just make Break World.
Mm-hmm.
So straightforward.
What did you say? Break World?
Yeah, Break World.
What's Break World?
With the one with Doom. And he's like rebuilding the Marvel Universe.
Battle World?
Battle World. Not Break World. Battle World.
Okay.
Yeah, Battle World. Yeah.
That's what I want.
That makes sense.
I just want Battle World.
That'd be great.
With all those weird side stories that we don't care about.
Yeah. All those tiny comics that I'll never...
Here's an Angela comic. I'm like, we don't need a shoehorn Angela in.
No.
That was fine when she came out of nowhere in the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
And then she's like, oh, it's Thor's sister. I'm like, no.
No, it doesn't need to be.
No one cares about that.
No. Anyway, we arrived at the object that the Blu-ray player was identifying.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are here.
Yeah.
And guess what it is? We're not going to tell
you. Guess for me, we're not going to tell you.
Yeah, we're not going to tell you.
This is an audio podcast.
Yeah.
So we can keep it hidden, even mm-hmm. though we're looking at it plainly in front of us.
If we were photographing it, there's no way we could cover it up.
Yeah, but we don't have to, because it's an audio podcast.
And we can do whatever we want.
Yeah. Anything we want.
So tweet at us what you think it is.
Tweet at us at Hey Sailor Moon.
You can post on our Facebook what you think it is.
You can do a full artist's rendering.
That'd be great.
Mm-hmm. If you're listening and you're Pixar, do a full short.
Yeah, yeah.
About what you think it is.
A full animated CalArts mm-hmm. short.
Yeah. Just keep in mind before you like put a lot of time into it, like you could be wrong.
Yeah.
So like, don't waste too much time, Pixar.
Don't waste too much of our time.
Yeah. We don't want to watch it if it's bad.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Or wrong.
Yeah.
Even if it's good.
If it's good, it could be wrong.
Yeah. And we would prefer you not to do that.
Please don't.
All right. Well, we're going to get onto this thing.
Yeah. We're going to go on to this next thing.
Yeah.
Omar?
Mm-hmm.
It's been nice being roommates temporarily on this bus.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy.
Let's shake hands.
Shake
it like a Polaroid picture.
Yep. Exactly. Like a photograph.
Yep.
All right. We're off.
We're off.
Yeah.
We're off. Onto the thing in front of us, the next thing in front of us, off of this space bus.
This has been a Boardwalk Audio podcast. For more information and shows, visit boardwalkaudio.com. Don't forget to rate and subscribe now.